You've reached emergency roadside assistance. This is Bridget. How may I help you?
Hi, Bridget. I think my battery is dead, and so I need someone to come take a look at it and maybe even get me towed to the dealership.
Okay, sir. You either get a jump start or a tow. You can't get two services at once. I mean, you can, but not together. You would have to make a separate ticket. But what's your name?
Okay. My name is George Gonzalez.
Okay. And what's a good callback number in case we're disconnected?
818-421-0498.
Are you in a safe location?
Yes.
Would you like to receive mobile text updates regarding your service?
Sure.
Okay. Message and data rates may apply. I need your policy number and the last six digits of the VIN number.
Hammer policy number 0401-06. 006-445-015.
445.
The last six of my VIN.
Okay, wait a minute, sir. 445, and then what was the rest of the digits?
So I'm just going to start over. It's 0401-06-006-445-015.
Okay, and the last six?
Where does the last six begin? 021695.
Okay. All right. Oh, I didn't know you spelt your name that way. Let me go back. Okay. And can you repeat those six digits for me again?
021695.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
The 2018 Honda Civic.
Okay. And what's the color?
Black.
Okay. And you said that it won't start?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you want, a jump start or a tow?
I don't know. I'm not a mechanic, so if they can come and assess and let me know what they need.
Pardon me?
I'm not sure what the car needs. I need roadside assistance. So if they can come and make an assessment and recommend
what I
should do.
No, they don't come and make assessments, sir. We don't have mechanics on the road. I mean, all
I
we do
that.
is give what the customer asks for in terms of a remedy to their problem, not to make assumptions.
I'm not asking for them to assess what's wrong with my car. I'm asking them to see if my car's battery is dead and therefore need to jump, or if they need to tow it. That I can't decipher alone, so I need their assistance with that. So
I guess to answer your question,
if they can maybe see.
Okay. As I expressed to you, sir, they don't do assessments. they do what you ask them to come and
okay.
do with a
what,
jump start?
What do you need me to say to move? Okay, what would you like me to say so that we can move forward with the roadside assistance? Because I don't know how else to describe to you.
Did you want a jump start or a tow?
I don't know. I need someone to help me move my car to the dealership, so I guess a tow. But
okay.
I would like to see if they could try to jump start the car.
Okay, I'm just going to put jump start, okay? Does it shift into, did your engine stop running while driving?
No.
Is it backed into a parking space?
It's parked into the garage. Head,
okay.
head in.
Okay. Alrighty. And where is the car located? At the 1300 South Pearl Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay, as soon as I get someone, they will text you with their estimated time of arrival, okay?
Okay, so I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
If they are unsuccessful at jump-starting my car, then how
you
would I
to,
get my car towed
you would
to
have
the dealership?
To call and make another ticket for the tow. But you can do that because of... your insurance. You can do two.
What do you mean?
Because Mercury will allow their customers to do two services in one day, where most won't.
So, wait, I'm not clear. So you're saying because of my insurance, I can't have the roadside assistance person
no,
make a determination if I need to jump start. I need you to let
I'm
me finish
saying,
my question.
What I'm saying,
I,
sir,
I
is that doesn't... Go ahead.
Okay. What I'm understanding you to say is
mm-hmm.
because of my insurance, I can get as many as two occurrences per day from roadside assistance. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so my question to you is,
mm-hmm.
why would I need to call back in if the roadside assistance is already here and they are unsuccessful at jumping my car if I need to tow?
Because it has to be paperwork on both services.
Okay, couldn't we just call at that time so that they don't release and then just document it that it's two services?
No, sir. It has to be two separate instances.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, all is right. the
mm-hmm.
roadside assistance dispatched now?
No. How can I do that when I'm on the phone with you? I have to call a service provider.
Okay. What's your name, ma'am?
Bridget.
Bridget.
Yes.
Is there a supervisor or anyone that can help me? I feel like you're not really helping me.
No, I'm just explaining to you the process.
I get it, but I'm kind of in a bind, and
mm-hmm.
you're just kind of lecturing me, and it's not helping.
I'm not lecturing you, sir.
You're,
I'm just
you're kind
telling
of just
you.
Making it worse.
Okay.
Well, I get it, but if I'm the customer, I'm telling you this is how I'm experiencing you, and I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
And instead,
and
you're talking
you the
over
help.
Me, and then you're lecturing me.
I'm giving you the help, sir.
All right. If you could hand me off to a supervisor so that maybe I could
okay.
have them help me, I'd just appreciate that, Bridget.
All right. Okay.